Bill Leifers, board member.
Dottie Walker, board member.
Dave Parsons, board member.
Okay, approval of the agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Approval of the March 18th minutes.
So moved.
Sorry.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. First variance application is number 25677 of Timothy Gromis. Staff will give a report first and then we'll...
And the applicant is requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirements in the agricultural district. He's looking for a 15-foot front yard setback. Location of property is on the south side of 140th Street Northwest, approximately 1,000 feet east of the intersection with Coo Falls Road. And he is hoping to facilitate the expansion of the existing shed on his property. Here is a location map of the property. As you can see, it's located just to the south of Swisher. And the existing shed is currently 1,440 square feet, and a proposed addition will add about 300 square feet. This property is partially zoned residential and partially zoned agricultural, and the applicant owns two adjacent lots. The shed's currently located within the 20-foot, within the front yard setback area, and it's also on the lot line between those two adjacent parcels. The applicant, in talking with planning staff, has agreed to rezone the entire property to residential, re-subdivide it to combine the two lots, and apply for a conditional use permit to operate his home business. Here is a area map, and you can see the existing shed here, and the 40-foot setback, which would be the setback after rezoning, and the requested 15-foot setback. Staff believes that it's unlikely that granting this variance will negatively affect the health, safety, or welfare of the surrounding properties or the surrounding property owners. Like I mentioned, the shed's already located in the setback area, and the surrounding properties are predominantly residential already. In conclusion, staff requests that the board make any variance contingent upon the following conditions within 6 months after this is approved. And first is that the applicant successfully rezones the property to be entirely residential. The second is that the applicant successfully subdivides the property to make it one single lot. And the third is that the applicant is granted a conditional use permit for his home business, or he ceases to operate that home business.
Thank you. Any questions?
One question. Why does he need a conditional use permit for a home business?
Because he's currently operating a business and it's not permitted, so that will bring him into compliance with the ordinance.
Even when it's residential, it won't be permitted.
Yeah.
No, correct.
Yeah.
So the Unified Development Ordinance, it says nothing about setbacks, is that correct?
It does say setbacks, yeah.
So it says once each of these steps are completed and accepted, the parcel will be in compliance with the Unified Development Ordinance. That's with the condition that we, with this variance.
Yeah, assuming that the variance is part of these steps.
So we're talking about 15 foot instead of 40 feet as opposed to 50 feet.
Yeah, after rezoning, that would be, yeah.
So in re-subdividing, then he's going to take all of the property he owns and make that in a single lot. Is that the idea?
Yeah, so if you can see on this map, there's just that lot line, and it'll take this and make it one lot.
Okay.
Any other questions? Is Timothy here, or his representative? If you would like to step to the mic. Anything you want to add or?
No, the only thing that I noticed that on his map, there's a third lot on that. There's three lots.
Yeah. Oh, is there?
If you go to the...
I'll show you which map.
Okay. To the left of that, there's another lot.
Yeah, sure.
That's the one that will be subdivided.
We have it on our maps here.
Okay, all right, so where this line, I'm basically gonna take the line out that cuts through that shed, make that one. That's one and two would be one. But I'll do that if, obviously, this is approved, I'll move to the next step, as it's gonna be some expense and money involved, so.
Any questions?
What kind of business are you running?
Construction business, I've gone out of that.
So you'll be back before us for the conditional use permit?
Yes, if this is approved, then I'll get the conditional use permit and then move forward with the rezone of that lot.
Okay.
Any other questions? Thank you. Is there anybody else here that would like to speak for or against the application? Okay, can I have a motion?
I move to approve with the conditions that are cited in the report here. That he rezoned the property to residential R, that he successfully re-subdivides the property to make it a single lot, and then if he complies with that, he will be granted a COP for a home business.
He can apply, we're not sure he'll be.
He can apply, and if he is successful, he will be granted.
Probably.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Maher.
Aye.
Parsons.
Aye.
Blackender.
Yes.
Leifers.
Aye.
Application is approved. Next application is variance application 25678 of J.W. Gerald and Linda Capion, staff.
Yeah, and the Capions are requesting a rear yard setback variance. They're hoping to change the setback from 50 to 10 feet. This property is located on the northwest quadrant of the intersection between Sand Road and 540th Street. And they're requesting this so they can facilitate the construction of a home on the property. Here's a location map, and as you can see, it's located just to the southeast of Hills. And previously on this lot, there was an old church that's been removed, and the church had a basement. And because the applicant's proposing to build a post-frame building, there's some concerns that building over that basement might cause future structural issues. And also, it'll create difficulties with installing the septic system. Here's a look at the lot. You can see the shape of the proposed building there. That'll be pushed back to that 10-foot setback. And these pictures are a little old, so you can see the old church there. And staff believes that it's unlikely that granting this variance will create any negative issues to the health, safety, or welfare of the property or surrounding properties. On the rear, it's an agriculturally zoned and used property, and other neighboring lots already have buildings located on them. In conclusion, the applicant has claimed the hardship that by building a home over the old basement, it could create future structural problems, and it will make installing the septic system a little bit more difficult. And it's staff's opinion that this hardship has been demonstrated, and staff recommends approval.
Questions? Okay. Is J.W. and or Linda or the representative here?
Yes.
You want to step up to the mic and give us any other additional information that you...
That, the letter that we had, I guess, said pretty much all, but that was basically it. The only other thing that we have looked at since then is that the fall from the back to the front is about 6 feet. So if we move that far forward, that will require either a wall being built or some other means to keep water from running in the back door in a heavy rain. So, as it sits now, that would not be an issue, if, as the proposed.
Okay. Any questions? Thank you. Is there anybody else here to speak for or against the application? Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Parsons.
Aye.
Blackender.
Yes.
Maher.
Aye.
Leifers.
Aye.
Okay, the application is approved. Next application is variance application 25679 of Karen and Mike Dental. Staff?
And they are requesting to get a variance from the front side and rear yard setbacks for running a kennel on their property. This is located on the east side of Mayor Road, southwest, approximately 2,000 feet north of its intersection with 480th. And like I said, they're hoping to operate a dog kennel on the property. Here's the location map, just right in the middle here, and you can see it's located just to the west of Highway 218. And in the agricultural district, kennels are considered an accessory use, but they must be on properties with a minimum lot size of 5 acres, and they must have 200-foot setbacks from all 200-foot setbacks from all lot lines and to all any dog runways or kennel areas. And due to the shape of this lot, which I'll show you in a minute, it's a rectangular lot. It's not actually possible to fit 200-foot setbacks. And the applicant has proposed to use existing structures for both the housing the dogs and to fence in the run area. Here is the overhead of the property. As you can see, it's about 300 feet deep, which does not allow anywhere on the property where there's 200 setbacks from front and back. This shed here will be the kennel area, and there's a fence right behind here that will be used for run areas. Staff believes that granting this variance would allow the kennel to be located in the best or the most ideal location on the property. The closest homes are located on the north, and this puts the closest home about 500 feet away. The closest home to the south then is still about 900 feet away. And the applicant has not claimed a hardship, but in the past the board has granted variances for kennels without a claimed hardship. Some of those have been very similar to this, where the lot dimensions just do not allow the 200-foot setbacks as required by the zoning ordinance. And it's staff's opinion that this location is the most ideal location on the property, and staff recommends approval.
Questions?
Have you gotten any objections from any of the surrounding parties, or would you get them yet?
We haven't gotten any objections about the kennel.
No objections.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, Karen or Mike or both of you, would you like to step forward and give us any other additional information?
Just that the kennel part, there's all farm ground around there. I checked with the sheriff's department and there's been no complaints because I have dogs. And there's been no complaints of noise or anything.
So you already have a kennel there?
No, I have dogs myself.
Okay.
My personal in the house, and so I checked with them just to make sure my dogs themselves weren't, and they said they've had no complaints.
Okay. Questions? Is there anybody else here to speak for or against the application?
I'll move to approve.
A second.
Okay. Moved and seconded. Discussion. The only thing I don't remember any cannabis where we've done variances for at least for 10 years. I do know of one that we turned down because it was too close to some homes. It was on Sutliff Road, as I recall. But that's just my only comment. You know, 5 acres, if it's not big enough to put in 5 acres, then maybe it should be a bigger parcel because it's a long parcel. And there's probably a reason behind why the code says 200 feet. Mm-hmm. Just my opinion.
Ideally, that's what we want.
Did I ask if anybody else is here wants to talk about this application? For or against?
You did, and I don't recall.
Okay. Any other discussion or there are five people on this board If you feel that you'd like to have five people here, in the event somebody votes no, we can take a poll and let you know if, you know, if now this board would approve it, or if that you would need an additional vote.
It will take two somebodies to vote no.
Yeah.
It'll take one, two people, it'll take three people to vote yes.
That's another way of putting it.
But who seconded?
Dottie.
Dottie.
Okay, what's your, any indication here?
Well, we're going to vote.
Well, he has the right, or she does, they do, to delay it if they think it's.
I would vote yes.
Okay.
There we go.
Roll call.
Blackender?
Yes.
Maher?
Yes.
Parsons?
Aye.
Leifers?
Aye. Okay, the application is approved. We need to throw anything else, just in case. Okay, various application, 25680 of Randy Wessling Construction, requesting yard setback variance.
Yeah, they're looking for a setback variance to allow them to build a structure 47 feet from the rear of the lot. This property is located on Jasper Avenue, approximately 3,500 feet north of its intersection with Black Diamond Road. And this will allow them to construct a handicap accessible garage for the current homeowner. Here's the location of the property, just to the north of Highway 1 here. And here's a close-in view of the property. As you can see, it's just a very, you know, just a 3-foot difference from the required setbacks. Here is the proposed addition. And you can also see that there are existing buildings, existing structures in that setback area. Staff believes that it's unlikely that granting this variance will negatively affect the health, safety, and welfare of the surrounding properties. It's a very small setback, and there are already structures in that setback area. In conclusion, their applicant has not stated a hardship, and no hardship has been found by staff. But in the past, the board has approved small setback variances very similar to this, without having that stated hardship. And again, it's staff's opinion that this variance will not negatively affect health, safety, and welfare of anyone, and recommend approval.
Questions? Randy, if you'd like to address the application.
Yeah, we're just building a garage for her to, her. The garage now is at the lower part of the house. She's getting older to get in. She's got to walk upstairs and stuff, so we'd like to build it back there so she can just pull in and kind of easy access to her house, so.
So it'll be more of a flat entry then, so that there wouldn't be steps for her?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we're going to try to do a little. I mean, she's not in a wheelchair or anything yet. You know, she's just getting to that age where she's wanting to make it easier on herself, so.
Just out of curiosity, 22 by 22 would have meant you wouldn't have had to come before us for a slightly smaller garage, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's close. It was like, I think it was 40. He went out, and the building inspector went out and measured, and I can't remember exactly what it was. I think it was like 2 or 3 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then she just wanted the bigger garage for the, okay. You know.
For me, it would have been a tough call, but it's more trouble to just have a slightly smaller building or jump all the hoops required to get a larger building.
And she didn't really want that, so that's okay. That's why I'm here, so.
The pluses outweigh the negatives.
Yeah.
So. Any other questions? Anybody here to speak for or against the application? Do you have a motion?
I move to approve.
Second.
Roll call.
Maher?
Aye.
Parsons?
Aye.
Blackender?
Yes.
Leifers?
Aye. Okay. Application is approved. Meeting is over.
Hey.
Yay.
Except for adjournment.
May I ask a question? On our proposal, number 2 on the list, the requirement was 50 feet, and originally we had 10 feet. And you granted the 10 feet today, but in the meantime, in our letter, we offered that we would sell for the 20 feet, so you did indeed grant us 10 feet today? Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I just needed some clarification on a little bit.
And if you have any questions, call staff. They have all the answers and the details that we don't necessarily have.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We're the last to know.
Yeah.